Away and See, Caroline Duffy. Away and see an ocean suck at a boiled sun and say to someone things I'd blush to even dream. Slip off your dress in a high room over the harbour. Write to me soon. New fruits sing on the flip side of night in a market of language. Light. A tune from the chapel nearby stopping you dead. The peach in your palm respiring. Taste it for me. Away and see the things that words give a name to. The flight of syllables. Wingspan stretching a noun. Test words wherever they live. Listen and touch. Smell. Believe. Spell them with love. Skedaddle. Somebody chaps at the door at a year's end, hopeful. Away and see who it is. Let in the new, the vivid. Horror and pity. Passion. The stranger holding the future. Ask him his name. Nothing's the same as anything else. Away and see for yourself. Walk. Fly. Take a boat till land reappears. Altered forever. Ringing its bells. Alive. Go on. Go on. Go on. Away and see.
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate. Wishing me like to one more, rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy, contented least. Yet in these thoughts, myself almost despising, haply I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings.
On Being Exhausted by John O'Donohue. When the rhythm of the heart becomes hectic, time takes on the strain until it breaks. Then all the unattended stress falls in on the mind like an endless, increasing weight. The light in the mind becomes dim. Things you could take in your stride before now become laborsome events of will. Weariness invades your spirit. Gravity begins falling inside you, dragging down every bone. The tide you never valued has gone out. And you are marooned on unsure ground. Something within you has closed down. And you cannot push yourself back to life. You have been forced to enter empty time. The desire that drove you has relinquished. There is nothing else to do now but rest and patiently learn to receive the self you have forsaken in the race of days. At first, your thinking will darken and sadness take over like listless weather. The flow of unwept tears will frighten you. You have travelled too fast over false ground. Now your soul has come to take you back. Take refuge in your senses. Open up to all the small miracles you rushed through. Become inclined to watch the way of rain when it falls slow and free. Imitate the habit of twilight, taking time to open the well of colour that fostered the brightness of day. Draw alongside the silence of stone until its calmness can claim you. Be excessively gentle with yourself. Stay clear of those vexed in spirit. Learn to linger around someone of ease who feels they have all the time in the world. Gradually, you will return to yourself. Having learned a new respect for your heart and the joy that dwells far within slow time.
By day and night he wrongs me. Every hour he flashes into one gross crime or other that sets us all at odds. I'll not endure it. His nights grow riotous and himself upbraids us on every trifle. When he returns from hunting, I will not speak with him. Say I am sick. If you come slack of former services, you shall do well. The fault of it I'll answer. Put on what weary negligence you please, you and your fellows. I'd have it come to question. If he distaste it, let him to my sister, whose mind and mine I know in that are one, not to be overruled. Idle old man, that still would manage those authorities that he hath given away.